Overwhelming terror confused ordinary people, started with confusing mind games. At some fateful crew, imagination materialized, custom misconstrued fear for fancy, and vertebrate autonomic nervous systems flouted. Bio-nanotechnologists sought links to bioterrorism, yet the fluorescent signals of bioconjugated nanoparticles detected no chemical agents. Through an interdisciplinary deconstruction of expectations, chemists and neurologists exposed a neglected pathogen. Electroencephalographic studies and bioconjugated nanoparticle research noted swarms of antibodies near hypothalamus chemical response sites. Eons deep lay an unconventional notion: the random bacteria activity that caused a lateral transference of genetic information to the early vertebrates was equivalent to human feeling. And it was a regrettable distraction. Holy crap, the world was vanishing. Anthropogenic language disappeared as geostationary pinpoints of light, i.e. alien friggin' spaceships, who established their orbital hypothesis agenda. No emotionally competent stimulus triggered a restoration of balance and compassion because the molecules that released neurotransmitters were residual. Iconic symbols swarmed through the bleak city, and the anomalies were adding up like mammals who conquered putative resemblances. Climatological fear instilled a sense of excitement, a sense of the proceedings of extinct swamp-dwelling creatures. Small promises were kept, big ones dropped in a hail of giant protons. It was a weather of impossible metabonomic match. The extraterrestrial policy was noble to sweeten the maloo. People despised the visitors initially, but the visitors had no biological choice. Driven by awakenings to capital and a strategy for mobility, the constant readjustment to flux, they were predestined to act in spite of social challenges. A confluence of agoraphobics confined where pragmatism was a form of madness. By the time the visitors departed in a transport wholly urban, subparticle distortions crumbled synesthetic perceptions and primary color consequences were complete. Flux and transgression were infinite, a time-case dialectic of leisure, indifference, and encounter, 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 encounter. Tabulating the times, retinal recordings peaked as the times blinked broadband to the people. In an insignificant flutter of anonymous reversals, a prehistoric pattern was embedded into mentality, like agricultural traces assuming the universe, or like some cockblock on a stratospheric airship. Time passed too slow as results were pending. Know how that goes, folks. Paranoia materialized and psychologic maps deteriorated. Professionals hypothesized somatoformic disorders. But deep within, it was a silent catastrophe of neurochemical weapons and cerebrospinal. Predatorial nanoleeches, long structures bristled with lights and affixed to the end of brainstems, probed like UFOs from vintage movies. One New York plaza scattering standard forms. A posthumous conclusion. The sun glows on the polemics of a summer morning, neatly phasing out recent memory. Neatly erasing any partiality from meaning. Neatly lifting the surfaces of glass buildings as light reflects. reflects distorted images in a million glossy commodities. Aliens invaded. The end. Lasers swarmed across the incredible planet. Bombs arced with sexy results, regrouping in naked bubbles. Outward and upward, hey! Bombs on bombs, loose turds in the streets of antiquity. Great Hershey beasts dropped by guerrilla warfare purists. Terror confused the good people, hey! Sprouts grew up in flames underneath the plains, and in communal wonder, amputees scattered their mortality like nuptial rice. Compound fractures blossomed under tenement rubble. On my final day of instruction, a psychosomatic fissure in curtain affairs anthropomorphically enabled the memory of an enabled memory contained in surfaces. Surfaces. Materializing a flush moment of no probable guarantee. I remember automatically remembering what they were remembering when I lost my starting point. Trapped by enigma, an unconscious trace of actual place time triggered a kinematic response of involuntary flexion. I pulled back the curtain and stepped onto the podium. Anechoic nostalgia phased out the instant distances. The Academy applauded as my hand reached out to accept the malleable and corrosive resistant bozzetto of an armored endoskeleton. Hey, Sheik, the times blink of frozen distortion. Molecular vertigo stunned the particles. Metaphysical custom wobbled. Bones softened in the heat, the infrastructure collapsed, the metropolis evaporated. Hey! Network connections folded, defense secretaries blew it! Hamia blew it! Let's keep focused, folks. Banks disclosed security information as newsroom floorboards compressed. Who gives a shit? Roaming signals lost their amplitude. Conversation bounced ahead of schedule. Indeterminate yelps crossed the threshold of pain. Hey now, calculations complied, but ventures failed. Early reflections were a functional trap. The universe developed. Mystical quotas were met, no surprises. The townsfolk were agitated and perplexed. People looked stunned by the expanse of the sky. With a blazing hell, the ghosts of Epiphany wreaked a psychical extinction on their progeny. Prenatural insight plagued the conglomerate. In the cerebral winter, as despair evolved, negotiation collapsed into a total destruction of peculiar properties. Smart people talked to each other for the products of standard reactions. Sameness peaked in a flash of aesthetic noumena. From satellite images.